Hello and welcome to the WebCertain Global Marketing News Bulletin. I'm Cal O'Connell and here are today's top stories. Alibaba is preparing to enter the Indian market. Google Shopping will receive new updates. And Instagram has seen high growth in Japan. Alibaba is preparing to increase its focus on the Indian e-commerce market. It's been revealed that the company has begun work on opening a new office in Mumbai's business district, as well as hiring a former director of human resources from rival Flipkart, in addition to a former Goldman Sachs executive now based in India as well. These signs of an impending move into India match up with comments made throughout 2016 when the company indicated interest in the market. Alibaba Group President J. Michael Evans said in March that the company was planning to enter the e-commerce business in India, adding that it had been looking into the country's e-commerce opportunity. The Alibaba-owned marketplace app NineApps has already entered into the Indian market late last year, representing the company's first steps into the country. Any further move into India would also put it further in competition with US-based retailer Amazon, which has already found relative success in the region alongside native names such as Flipkart and Snapdeal, which Alibaba holds a minority stake in. Google Shopping is to receive some big upgrades in an attempt from Google to close the gap between itself and Amazon. The search engine will allow retailers to add more information to their shopping search results, such as extra images, video clips, and longer descriptions. Christian Santiago, Google's strategic partner development lead, believes that these changes will drive an increase in sales through the feature. Santiago also added that the updates were instigated by brands using Shopping, who commented that improvements to their adverts within Google was needed. However, whilst Google is implementing updates to its Shopping feature, figures show that it's still struggling to compete with the likes of Amazon. Figures from a recent survey showed that the number of online shoppers starting their journey with Google is now decreasing, down from 34% in 2015 to 28% in 2016. This is compared to Amazon, who saw an 11% rise in the same period, with 55% of shoppers now starting on their site. Whilst being only the fifth most popular social media platform in Japan, Instagram is seeing one of the fastest increases in usage across the country. A survey undertaken by JTB Tourism Research and Consulting Company shows that whilst LINE remains ahead of the pack, with 77% of smartphone users accessing the app in 2016, Instagram is growing at a much quicker rate, even though it only boasts 20% of smartphone penetration. This compared to only 13.9% of smartphone users accessing their account in 2015, an increase of 5.4%. This growth compares well with LINE, which saw a 2.4% increase over the same 12 months, and YouTube and Twitter, which both saw losses of around 2%. Instagram was only beaten in growth in Japan by Facebook. The Apple App Store experienced a good 2016 as spending within it leaped by 40% over the 2015 figures. Viral games like Pokemon Go and Super Mario Run provided the store with the increase it needed as the company's iPhone sales continue to struggle. It was called a record-shattering year by Apple's Senior Vice President of Worldwide Marketing as payments through the apps to developers increased by over $20 billion. The App Store saw another record broken on New Year's Day 2017 when users spent over $240 million, more than any other single day previously. Developers have also seen their app revenues increase by around 40% per year since 2013, more than from Android's Google Play. Danielle Levitas, analyst with App Annie, said that the market as a whole increased by around 24% from 2015 to 2016. And finally, Indian smartphone users have broken a nationwide record on WhatsApp. According to the company, on New Year's Eve, users sent 14 billion messages through the app, more than ever before. It was also revealed that a third of those messages were some sort of media, including 3.1 billion images, 700 GIFs, and 610 million videos. The high use of the app in the country stems from the introduction of low bandwidth internet connectivity in most parts of India, allowing the technology to overtake standard text messaging. And that's it from me today. Thank you for joining us, and be sure to check out our Catch Up TV service to access our full database of in-depth interviews with global digital marketing professionals, news, how-to videos, and more. See you next time.